producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Becoming a question to ask as we get to 7 past the hour on this Wednesday edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yes, good day on the air with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, you and yours, the thoughts focusing on the voters who were involved yesterday in the primaries. The disgrace of this all is that it isn't a national Republican and a national Democratic survey. It is a survey of, what, 9 states, I think, altogether, right? Or is it 7? Trump and Clinton each won 7 states yesterday.
Right.
But I think there were 9, or was it 11? I think maybe 11.
It was 14, wasn't it?
14 states that voted? You include America and Samoa and all these others.
Right.
So, Jennifer, if you judge the party by its voters as opposed to its leaders, the Republican Party belongs to Donald Trump.
It does.
So all
and
the,
I love all the pundits who say it's a fractured Republican Party. It doesn't seem fractured.
Doesn't seem fractured at all.
Seems
and
like there's a
the
favorite.
Numbers are pretty high in his favor.
Yeah, although I will say, and, you know, congratulations to him, Ted Cruz had a better night than I expected. I kind of thought he would win Texas and Oklahoma. I was surprised with Alaska. So that's good stuff for him.
Well, it is, I suppose, under the circumstances. Would he ever be able to function with Donald Trump on a ticket? I don't think so.
I don't know. It seemed like it at the beginning. Remember, they had a bromance, and then they split up, and they started fighting.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how he responds. Trump had nothing but nice things to say. If you listened to Trump's little press conference last night.
About Cruz.
He said, congratulations. Yeah. It's very difficult. It's hard to win Texas. He tried, and he did it, and good for him. He didn't say it was
not
a different,
so much to Mario. I mean, Marco.
Well, no, but it was a different Trump. He was actually very, very quiet. He was more quiet than usual, more measured. The tone has definitely switched. He congratulated Ted Cruz, and
the
then
tone
he
of his skin, or the tone of his
come on,
his skin looked a lot darker yesterday, didn't you think?
Well, he always looks orange to me, but he pivoted from talking, congratulating Ted Cruz to talking about Hillary Clinton. Somebody's in his ear, and he knows that he's got to make that transition into someone who seems like an electable general election candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know that's what they'll pound away on when it comes to trying to figure out whether this guy is capable. They'll bring out all of the sound bites and all the things that seem to be. I understand whether that. I think he's wrong to do that. That approach is not a good approach from my perspective as someone who would be a quasi supporter of him. Republican.
What's that doing to switch to somebody more presidential?
No. Nah. I mean, I think the country needs to be shaken up. To the roots, to the core.
Well, a vote for him shakes things up. But you've got to be able to not turn off everybody with your name calling. Because that's what he gets hit for, is that you can't be presidential because you're calling people names. Well, last night, if that's an indication, he's trying to make that switch and just letting people look at him as a general election candidate.
I saw something that I thought was an interesting piece of analysis paralysis. The evidence from the exit polling, someone put, I actually find this kind of intriguing and amusing. His appeal extends across Cracker Barrel and well into Whole Foods territory.
Interesting.
I think that is. I mean,
that's what you
got
to do, right?
When you go to Massachusetts and see him win the way he did, that tells you something very, very, I mean, you don't think in terms of Massachusetts as a place that would go and have the attitude. A lot of Bay Staters, though, have become Republicans. As a matter of fact, here's Ed, a talk radio caller from Massachusetts, who had a problem with what he saw when he went to the polls yesterday.
When I went in, I gave my name and so forth, and naturally they don't check IDs or anything. But I noticed a young lady sitting at the end of the table that had a card on her lapel, and it says interpreter. And I says to her, I says, can you, you're an interpreter? She says, yes. I says, could you please tell me what your function is here? And she says, to help Latinos in Spanish with anything that they need. So I says, really? I says, I don't see any other thing like French, Italian, anybody else who might need it or can't speak English. And they says, no, it's only for Spanish. So I also says, is your function to help out with when you stand in, you give your address and so forth, and they give you your ballot? Or do you also go up to the ballot booth with them? And she says, oh, yeah, I go up to the ballot booth with them, whatever they need me for. So I thought to myself, I said, if that's the case, she can tell all the Spanish and Latinos and so forth how to vote so that they keep getting their checks and so forth, and no one knows what she's saying to them.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point, isn't it, huh?
Yeah. Massachusetts, I think interpreters at the polls is ridiculous, and I think giving out ballots in other languages is ridiculous.
It's a requirement. They have to provide interpreters.
But they shouldn't.
Kara, what's our language here? What's the official language of this country?
Oh, my God. You really think that people shouldn't be able to speak other things here?
No. I think that they should be able to speak other things.
But when it comes to voting, no.
English, baby.
No, no. They shouldn't be able to vote like signs on the road, that kind of stuff. No.
Do you think that you're going to get an English ballot if you go move to France? Not going to happen. They're going to hand you a ballot in French.
Hmm. But I don't even know if we have to compare ourselves. I think it's just kind of a right and wrong sort of thing. Should these people be able to vote if they're naturalized citizens and have done the right thing? Yeah, they ought to be able to vote, but they ought to know how to speak the language, frankly.
To me, part of becoming a citizen and getting and earning the greatest right that we can give you, which is the right to vote, you speak the language, you learn the language, you immerse yourself in the culture.
So comparing the results from, let's say, Massachusetts, which is the fifth wealthiest state in the country, and the results in Alabama, which is the fifth poorest state in the country, they both went, in terms of the Republican primary, in about the same numbers for Trump, in terms of plurality. And I find that fascinating. When you look across income levels, you look across ideological ideas, the ideological level, if you will, the people who were voting for Trump, according to the exit polling, were on similar ground. They're angry at the federal government and the way that it works. You got nobody, by the way, to blame for that than yourself. Look in the mirror. The reason it's gotten as bad as it is because you weren't on your watch. But now we have to bring about change, and that's what this represents.
Not even fair, because a couple of years ago, people created a mandate, and the people that were voted into Washington went there, and they did nothing in large part.
Right. Yep, they haven't. They've done what's good for the party, what's good for their contributors. You know, yesterday we were talking about the budget and how that $1.1 trillion budget got passed and what was in it, the disgraceful stuff that's there. That's the kind of stuff when people find out about it, they're pissed off about the DARK Act, that kind of stuff. They can't find out what's in the food? How can that be right?
They say, well, this isn't going to get done anyway because President Obama's just going to veto it. So they just don't submit anything. And the problem with that is then it's the record of the Republican Congress who doesn't submit anything to President Obama.
That's
in the
not their job. That's not their job. Their job is to submit the stuff. If Obama
vetoes it, it's on his record.
It's on his, exactly. So
but
that
they don't do it because they say, well, he's going to veto
it. Happen either.
Come on.
Here's a news anchor from Idaho called Todd Kuntz. His partner on the air is Misty Inglet. They talked about why people in Idaho ought to care about Super Tuesday, even though they, the people in Idaho, didn't vote, and they won't till next week.
Even though Idaho is not one of the states holding contests tonight, it could be directly affected by one of the candidates. Eyewitness News reporter Misty Inglet spoke with the Bingham County Republican chair today to see how tonight's results could affect next week's Republican primary here in the Gem State. So, Misty, what did he share with you?
Todd, he said that watching tonight and being aware of the candidates' plans will help set the stage for voting in our state next week. He said one thing Idaho voters might not be aware of is Senator Cruz's stance on energy.
It's a Fight for Freedom plan of eliminating the Department of Energy, which obviously would have a significant impact and probably a very negative impact upon the Idaho National Lab. which employs several thousand people in our region.
Eliminating the Department of Energy could mean shutting down the lab. Both directly and indirectly, that could cost Idaho about 15,000 jobs. Craven says he doesn't feel Cruz knows enough about the INL specifically.
From reading through their plan, where they talk about the Department of Energy being harmful to entrepreneurs and picking winners and losers, I don't think they understand very well what the Department of Energy does or the Idaho National Lab, or I don't think they understand also how important that is to our region.
Craven says this isn't to discourage people from voting for Cruz. He just wants people to be informed of exactly who and what they're voting for. He says that's why Super Tuesday is so important, even if it's not in your own state.
Well, yeah, there's something to that. It just goes back to what we were saying. Everybody ought to vote, be able to vote the same day so that you see the results across the country. This is unfair. And then you look at some of these winner-take-all states like Florida and Ohio that will vote in 2 weeks, and that'll be interesting to see where the establishment, I mean, maybe their last stand, last time, be able to get Cruz in. Rubio's finished, and he ought to be announcing his departure today. I hope Ben Carson stays in. No, he probably won't. But he looks foolish, sounds foolish. I hope Ben Carson stays in. I hope Kasich stays in. Cruz, the four of them. There's a working order there among that group that might form an interesting alliance when it gets down to the end of the road. All right, so the time is 18 past the hour. We're analyzing and talking about the changes coming about as a result of the Super Tuesday vote yesterday. This is a good day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's 23. Doug Steffen, great American. I vote as often as I can, wherever I can. Yeah.
What do they say? Vote early and often.
That's it, right? That's Chicago, though. So, although my father, when he was a kid, was old enough to vote. The ward bosses, he and his bunch. My father grew up as an orphan in South Boston. We were just talking off the air about voting and who voted and how they voted, and I was recounting a couple of stories with Kara and Jennifer about how I've oftentimes participated frequently in the opportunity to vote, sometimes on the same day. My father was one of these people who, along with his buddies in East Boston, were heralded, were liked. He was a good athlete, so the politicians liked him and his pals, and they were also pretty flexible. My father told me a story any number of times when he was a kid, just able, old enough to vote, how the ward bosses would come around and give him lists. There were 10 wards in Boston at the time, and they'd give him a list, each of he and his buddies, and there were about 10 or 12 of them, who would be? They'd meet in the hall, the Knights of Columbus. As a matter of fact, they'd go to the Knights of Columbus Hall, and they would be given a list of 10 names, and they'd get $10 a name. So all of them would get a list of 10 and $100 from the crooks, the political ward bosses. And they were all voting for the same candidate, and they'd go around the city all day long, and they'd identify themselves as Mo, Larry, or Curly. And they didn't have to prove who they were. They just had a name, and they would vote in that person's name. And all these people were dead, and the ward bosses knew it. So you go vote in this guy's name, and you go vote in that guy's name, and here's $100. Here's how we want you to vote. And that's what they did on, I think my father said, 4 or 5 elections over the early 20s. In his early 20s, he voted that way. That's the way it's done. Was done in Boston, and that was the way it was done in Chicago. And who knows? I think New Orleans also, they were a ward boss outfit. That's how they voted. So you're kidding yourself if you don't think some of that stuff, especially in Chicago, is still going on. Meanwhile, let's have some more fun with the late night folks. Conan O'Brien, you can imagine what all of these are about. I don't have to intro them. Let's just go through them. Conan first, Colbert, then Myers, Kara.
13 states are holding either primaries or caucuses in the big event called Super Tuesday. Yes, Super Tuesday. It's a big deal. Super Tuesday. Yeah, this year, Super Tuesday will be followed by Holy Trump Won Everything Wednesday. True story.
Followed by checking out Canadian Real Estate Thursday.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday, because this is not just any Tuesday. It's Super Tuesday! As we speak, 13 states are holding their presidential primaries. So many delegates are awarded, they can change the course of an election. Anything can happen. On the Democratic side, while Hillary looks poised for big victories tonight, Bernie Sanders has promised to stay in the race for all 50 states, or 51 if you count the state of denial.
Donald Trump said in a new interview that there's nobody that's done so much for equality as he has. Well, he does appear to be doing everything in his power to make sure America has its first female president.
Steve Harvey from his daytime program yesterday joking with an audience member annoyed that her partner is clumsy.
My partner and I have been together for 2 years.
Okay.
And he's great, but he's a bit clumsy. He's broken a glass clock of mine. He got a mark on my grandmother's dresser permanently with water. And he cracked a favorite stone pan of mine. The list goes on. I get so upset when I keep seeing my things over and over getting ruined. What can I do to get him to stop ruining my things and messing with my stuff?
Yeah, break up with him.
Yeah. He has actually repaired and replaced a couple of things. He's my soulmate.
Oh, he's right there. Oh, well, then work it out and stay with him the rest of your life.
There you go. People are so funny, aren't they? So funny. Here's Dr. Chambers, not so funny, but hopefully with worthwhile information here on Good Day 28.
In the news, benzo overdoses are surging. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. More than 1 in 20 of us use anti-anxiety drugs. Think benzodiazepines, a.k.a. benzos, like Valium or Alprazolam. Sadly, the number of people dying from benzos has also surged. That's why when I prescribe benzos, I always advise they're a bad combo with alcohol, you shouldn't drive, and they can addle your brain so that you end up falling. Here's the thing. Benzos are useful drugs, but can become lethal when abused or combined with other drugs like hydrocodone, booze, or street drugs. DCOC advice, anti-anxiety meds are useful, but really just a band-aid. The best treatment for anxiety is talk therapy, especially CBT, cognitive-based therapy. If you think talk therapy is just yakking your face off, you're wrong, dead wrong. Try it and see. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen working through things that are going on, like names in the news. Names in the news. I'm going to do it again, Jennifer.
Names in the news.
Bill Cosby's sex assault case is put on hold by a Pennsylvania appeals court. Here's the accusation. He drugged him. Well, we have to go through. Everybody knows this, right? So the guys, they're playing this. They, the family, the lawyers, the system, the news media. But he still is a pervert. A pervert in any other size, shape, or color is still a pervert. And I don't wish him well, sadly. I would like to think, after all that he has done entertainment-wise, that you wish him well, but you don't. I don't feel like I should wish him well. I just wish he'd go away, frankly, for his own goodness, family's good. Here's this Yankees pitcher, Aroldis Chapman, another real screwball and bad guy, chokes his girlfriend last fall, gets a 30-game suspension. It'll cost him $1.8 million of his salary. But under the circumstances, the police here in Florida, I'm spending the week in Florida, they didn't file any charges against him. Because they say there's, quote-unquote, insufficient evidence. You know what the insufficient evidence is? I'm enamored by the fact that this guy's a big baseball player, so, and the guys run the system, so we're not going to do anything. That's what that says to me. What does it say to you, Jennifer?
It's about the same thing.
Yeah. All of these people, in the same nonsensical way, are treated with awe by the news media. Oh, he's a big football player. He's a big baseball player. We can't do... we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. His girlfriend's just there. She's along for the ride. She's just there. She's using him because he's a big celebrity. Yeah. Right. That includes getting choked. Scott Kelly didn't choke. Man, this guy, 52 years old, touchdown in Kazakhstan last night, went into the medical tent. They pronounced him extraordinarily healthy, even though he couldn't stand up out of gravity on the International Space Station for almost a year. So then he's on his way back to the United States right now.
He landed.
In the United
States. Oh, not in the United States. He landed
in Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan, yeah. Right. You know, I was watching his post yesterday, and when he was leaving, and he posted his picture of his last sunrise and all of the, I mean, it has to be, to know that he made it up there for a year, it just, I mean, it's got to be the coolest thing. How does he share that with anybody down here that just does not get it?
Mm-mm, yeah.
How do you share that experience with so many
people who do get it? That's what I think is. I think it's exciting. It's thrilling.
But to say, oh yeah, you know, you remember that? No, we don't remember. we don't remember seeing that. I mean, other than the pictures that he shares, it's just.
So once
it's one of,
I really hope in my lifetime, I've got my heart set on it. Being an astronaut, somebody could go up high enough to see the world from that perspective, even though maybe you look upon it in the next life. Who knows? The same way, but I just want to be able to experience it in this body with this mind, and I think it's going to be possible, frankly. I'll bet in the next 10 years many of us will be able to do that. May cost a couple of bucks, but, you know, I will be the first broadcaster from space. How's that? Pretty good idea, huh?
Sounds pretty good.
You going along with
me?
Is that right? Here's the story of another broadcaster. Well, she's actually not really. She's a wannabe broadcaster named Melissa Harris Perry. You may remember that I focused on her last year because of her attitude on the air. Just a big phony. I can smell a phony a mile away, 10 miles away. And so she got fired. She was upset on Sunday because her program, which is on, I think, noontime on Saturday and Sunday, she was a weekend host on MSNBC. And because of what was going on with the, all of the stuff focused on the election. She was supposed to go in at a certain time, and then they told her to get to another time. And then she said, I'm not going to go in. I'm supposed to be on at this time, and if you don't put me on at that time, I'm not going in. So they fired her, and they canceled her program. Or they canceled her program and then fired her, whatever. So now she's accused MSNBC of racial inequity. And they have they've created a culture of fear at the network, leaking emails in a Twitter rant that just shows how immature and unprepared she is. She was terrible anyway, and that's why. How does somebody like this get a job on a network like MSNBC? She was horrible. And then you can say, well, the people whispering in the background, she went on, she got the job because of her political attitude and because of the color of her skin. Well, you know, whether that's true or it's not true, and this goes back to understanding or maybe the whole business about when it comes to equality, it's swell to have equality and something that's necessary and that I support. But equality means equality across the board. It means when you're put up in a contest to get a job, let's say, because that's a contest, you have qualifications that don't include the color of your skin, that don't include how old you are, that don't include your sex. It includes whether you're good at your job or not. But you see, the reality of the world is, I'm a Pollyanna, I'm naive, people tell me, because that isn't the way people think. Well, I didn't say that is the way people think. It'd be foolish to assume that, but I think it's the way people ought to be thinking. This woman wouldn't have been qualified to be a contributor on this program. She's that bad. I don't mean that.
What are you trying to say? Right. I don't know if I think. Do you want to rephrase that again? I mean, she's so bad, she's even
she's
worse
so bad
than the
she's
show.
She's never made it on this program.
What?
All right. Anyway, I think I made my point. So these people are so affected by themselves. Okay. The bishops in the Altoona Johnstown Diocese of the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania, the fact that they, you'd think after all the attention brought about by the movie Spotlight and all of the attention that comes from every corner of the world, that this thing would be over, but it's not. The story, the charges today, Jennifer, the two bishops have been hiding sexual abuse charges against people that, about priests. Hundreds and hundreds of children. These bishops created a payout chart that somebody found. That is how they have paid the priests and how they've to get rid of them, and how they paid the families to keep them quiet. So there was a grand jury yesterday, and that's when the secret diocesan archive was uncovered. There was a search warrant. The bishops who are still there, and so the way that the bishop, his name is Joseph Ademek, I believe, A-D-A-M-E-C, what he did to keep the kids quiet is threaten them with excommunication. Now, there's a real stand-up guy for you. This guy should be in jail. Both of them ought to be in jail. They worked hard to hide or settle allegations of abuse to sanction the priests accused of committing. They just moved them around. It's the same old story, and it's still going on. And these guys, if the Pope doesn't do something about this today, then I will lose a good deal of respect. I have great respect and admiration for him. But if these guys aren't both sent out of town today, I don't think there's much hope for the Catholic Church. You're a Catholic. I've given you my point of view. What's yours, Jennifer?
I think the majority of Catholics, whether they want to publicly admit it or not, feel the same way. I think that this stuff has to go. I think that's why this Pope has been very successful, is because he seems to have more of a zero-tolerance policy than previous popes who have maybe come in and just tried to move priests around and make things go away. I know at my church we had an instance where there was accusations against one of our priests, and instead of pulling him out, or pulling him out of rotation at least, he was just moved to another parish. And I think that's what happens more than we care to admit.
Yep.
And that kind of behavior at some point, I mean, it has to stop. And I think you really have to look at, and people are going to scream and roll over, but if you started letting priests get married, I'm not going crazy and saying they need to let women be priests.
Right. A lot of this perversion comes from an abnormal way of living.
Well,
it's not natural and normal for men and women to abstain from sex.
Right. So a lot of people think they can self-correct by going into the priesthood and they just won't be tempted again. And that just many times doesn't work.
No, doesn't work. Not natural, not normal. Doesn't make sense. Jennifer Lopez interviewed about Ben Affleck. One would wonder why. However, moving into the conversation, I think she was on a promotional stint for Shades of Blue, that new TV show that
she
did.
You want to know why she was asked? They dated for a long time.
Oh, no, I know that. Yeah, yeah. They were actually engaged.
Yeah,
if
they were.
Correctly. Yeah. And so for some reason, Andy Cohen, I don't know much about him. The program's called Watch What Happens. Do you know that show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you like it? I never watch it.
I've probably seen it maybe once. Right. But a lot of times you get clips from it because he does sort of these telling interviews that make it either on social media or they get clipped off and put in Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood or one of those kind of shows.
Is it a show about mostly celebrity, right?
Yeah, he interviews celebrities, and he asks them kind of the unorthodox questions.
Right. Okay, so he asked Jennifer Lopez about Ben Affleck's huge black tattoo. Apparently it's a phoenix. And she said, quote, it was awful. Asked him, what are you doing? She said, I would tell him, "What? There's too many colors there. Your tattoos have too many colors. They shouldn't be so colorful. I wonder if he still has this tattoo. Was it a real tattoo, and does he still have it? I never knew he had tattoos. Did you know that?
Yeah, he does have some tattoos.
So, and the circumstance, why would she be talking about him? You gotta wonder, does she still hold?
Maybe to prove that she knows they're there.
I
don't know why she'd be talking about him.
No.
They were a thing, though. They were gigantic for a while. It was right after she broke up with Puff Daddy.
Right.
And they were in that relationship. And people said that he sort of turned into, I don't know, I hate to use the, you can't really use the word I'm looking for, but he sort of turned into a yucky guy when he was with her, because he became all about the nice things in life. You know, he left his poor Boston upbringing behind and started living the J-Lo lifestyle. And a lot of people didn't take too well to that.
No. Bless his heart, she said. Am I the ashes that rose from his phoenix? She said, nope, I refuse to be the ashes. And that's why she's a big star, has lots of talent, is quite likable, it would seem. I sense that she's quite likable. Do you think is that the way she comes across to you?
Likeable, yeah. I think she's actually more likable now than she was in her younger days. I think in her younger days, it was like the champagne and the yachts, and I think she seemed kind of out of touch. Mm-hmm. But motherhood, I think, did her right, and she seems more down to earth now. She, you know, it seems like she's back to being that Brooklyn girl.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, well, Affleck obviously wanted to have somebody who was more settled. Jennifer Garner.
No, he. Let's be fair. He was looking for someone named Jennifer, and she just happened to cut in line.
And he didn't meet you.
I know, it's like so rude. I know, look at his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner. Yeah. He loves Jennifer.
I thought they'd fixed things up and they're back together. Yes?
Well, they stay together for the kids, I think. But Jennifer Garner just said last week that he was the love of her life.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're officially. I don't think they're back together.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They didn't clear it with me anyway.
No, didn't they? Okay. 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You've been hearing me tell the story about Chamonix for a long, long time. They're the people who make some of the products that we talk about on this program. Genucel is one of them. The object of our affection when it comes to Genucel is the cream that you use around your eyes to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, that sort of thing. I hear they're putting coconut oil in it, Jennifer, these days, which is another wonderful, all-natural way to deal with skin issues. So, if you're interested in that, in getting your wrinkles gonzo, take a tip from me and the people on the Good Day program that use Genucel, which comes from Apple stem cell technology and therapy aimed at bags and puffiness, is made from the essence of apples and coconut oil and all that good stuff, all natural, no pharmaceutical preservatives, no petroleum byproducts, no chemicals, nothing except all natural ingredients. And boy, does this stuff work. It sucks the water out of the bags of puffiness around your eyes are water. They collected there because you're not getting enough rest. And for whatever the reason, the water, there's not absorbed by the rest of your body. So it makes you look kind of old and kind of tired. Get rid of that look. Call 800-543-9262. Yep, get rid of the puffiness and the bag lines around your eyes. And by the way, when you call and mention Doug Steffen, you'll double the order automatically. Get twice the amount. Instead of 3 months, you get 6 months worth of protection for the eyes, the bags of puffiness, lines around your eyes. Gonzo. Call 800-543-9262. All the women in my life love it, and you will too. Good for men as well. I use it. I talk about it all the time. I'm happy to use that stuff. I don't want to look old and tired. I want to look young and vibrant, and this is the way to do it around the eyes. 800-543-9262. For Genucel, results guaranteed or your money back. Get rid of those bags and puffy areas under your eyes. 800-543-9262.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our loan investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-206-6336. 1-800-206-6336. 1-800-206-6336.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage and QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Half the hour now on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and Karen and I have the pleasure of Greg Steffen's Greg Steffen's company. He is going to work with us on the Apple encryption case. I know you're all shocked to hear that, but because it went before Congress yesterday, and they can't get the FBI director can't get Apple to do what he wants to do.
I didn't understand that question.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, right, all right. Let's get to that in just a moment. Stand by. This is Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now. Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right. Get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
It's 55 past the hour now. Greg Steffen, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine and the author of any number of books on what goes on at the White House, who's sleeping with whom, all of the dirty stuff, the dirty tricks. He's going to actually going to do a new book on that. Come on, let's have a new book.
Yeah, well, actually, yes. The third edition of the book, White House Confidential, is coming out in July in time for the Republican and National Conventions.
No. That's a coincidence, right? You just did
just
that.
Totally. Never even occurred to us to time it for that.
Right. Good for you. Good thinking. So I have to talk more about that. But now it's technology time. Yesterday, the Apple encryption case went before Congress. Here are some of the opening remarks from the chief counsel for Apple, Bruce Sewell.
The FBI has asked a court to order us to give them something that we don't have, to create an operating system that does not exist. The reason it doesn't exist is because it would be too dangerous. They are asking for a backdoor into the iPhone, specifically to build a software tool that can break the encryption system which protects personal information on every iPhone. As we have told them, and as we've told the American public, building that software tool would not affect just one iPhone. It would weaken the security for all of them. In fact, just last week, Director Comey agreed, and I think we heard the same here today, that the FBI would likely use this as precedent for other cases involving other phones. The FBI is asking Apple to weaken the security of our products. Hackers and cyber criminals could use this to wreak havoc on our privacy and personal safety. It would set a dangerous precedent for government intrusion into the privacy and safety of its citizens. Hundreds of millions of law-abiding citizens trust Apple's products with the most intimate details of their daily lives. Photos, private conversations, health data, financial accounts, and information about a user's location and the location of that user's family and friends.
All right. So the FBI Director Comey tried to make his case. Who did the better at presenting their case, do you think, Greg?
Well, if you go and watch Comey's testimony, on one hand, I admire him because he was not afraid to admit what he did not know. So I think he said, I do not know, many, many times, and even at times said, I don't even understand the question.
Right,
but what's really a bit frightening about it, frankly, is the fact that he didn't understand the questions, and you would think the head of the FBI would be pretty darn tech savvy, especially before going before Congress, but just in general, should have a deeper understanding of how technology works in a world where technology is driving many things. I think Apple's making a great case. I think we talked about this last week. I wouldn't want to be the one who had to make this decision.
No. And Apple is doing the same thing that Donald Trump is doing, shaking up the system and saying no to the system. And I think that that's an important thing. And that's why I think more Americans support Apple in this circumstance. I mean, there are a number of reasons for it, but I think that's one of the reasons. The political landscape doesn't support the status quo, doesn't support the government, doesn't support the FBI, doesn't support what they want. It just doesn't.
Well, and the fact that this is, you know, I wish this debate was over some Kim Kardashian selfies instead of information tied to terrorism, because it would make it a lot easier to...
Oh, yes, it would.
The perspective would be completely different. But I think in this case, both parties are right, and that's why it's so difficult. We have to choose between right and right.
Yep.
Doesn't the new operating system... I mean, if they created something for the operating system now, wouldn't, when they introduce a new operating system, that technology go away?
Maybe, but they... Maybe, maybe not. I mean, it may not be as easy as you and I think. I mean, there's billions of lines of code there.
Yeah. All right, interesting. Lines of code from Greg Stebanon.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.